Hello again, back on the Bernie Miklas Show with my second video of the day. Had a hard time getting the first one uploaded, so I have a blues video up. Basically, if you want to go look at it, let me sum it up for you. Shame on you, blues. That's directed towards the players. Anyway, let's talk about something happier for now in video number two. Well, if I'm wearing this cap, it's my favorite cap of the day. There's for a good reason. Those of you who've been following along, and I don't talk about the hats that much anymore. I probably should do really kind of brief mentions when I wear one for those who don't know what this means or what the hat represents. So I'll do that right now. Escogido. De Leones Escogido. That is the team in the Dominican Winter League managed by Albert Pujols. So I wear this in honor of Albert Pujols. And in that spirit, congratulations. Albert Pujols' first managing job is officially a success. And whether you already heard about this or you didn't, I'm happy to fill you in, add some details. The Cardinals icon, one of the greatest players in big league history, as we know, he led Leones del Escogido to the Dominican Winter League Championship Monday night. Escogido defeated Tigres del Lacey 4-3, 4-3 in the best of seven championship series. The two final games were dramatic. In game six, Pujols' team was rolling to what appeared to be a fairly easy clinching victory to become the champions, but Lacey rallied for a 7-4 win in 13 innings. So how are you going to respond to that? Well, I'll tell you how Albert Pujols first responded to that. I got a kick out of this. You talk about a competitor. You talk about somebody bring some fire, bring some fired up attitude to the place. Escogido was on the verge of wrapping that series up. But what happened in game six is a game-tying home run hit by Gustavo Nunez with two outs in the top of the ninth to tie it up. And, this thing's headed for extra innings. And as I told you, it went 13 innings, and Escogido lost. And Pujols, in the moment, was pretty ticked off after that game-tying home run in the ninth. He caused a stir. You could even say he caused a controversy by going to the umpiring crew and basically saying, I want you to check that bat. He thought it was a cork bat, or he at least wanted to get an answer of whether it was a cork bat that produced the game-winning homer, or the game-tying homer, pardon me, by Mr. Gustavo Nunez. So the umpires were joined on the field. It wasn't just the umpires, right? They were joined on the field by Dominican Winter League officials and the Dominican Republic Commissioner of Baseball. So you had umpires out there. You had league executives out there. You had the commissioner out there. And their inspection, I would have liked to have seen video of that. Their inspection showed no abnormalities in the bat. The bat was ruled legal. Lacey wins to force a game seven. For initiating the protest, I'm sorry I'm like reading slow. Pardon me. I'm just being kind of goofy. Anyway, for initiating the challenge, the protest, Pujols was later charged 50,000 Dominican pesos, which roughly translates to $800. I'm guessing Albert he probably can afford that. I don't think you need to start a GoFundMe for that one, right? So in a tense and tied winner take all game seven, Escogido won the trophy on a massive home run in the top of the ninth from the young Tampa Bay slugger, Junior Caminaro. And here's another little fact about game seven, which made Albert Pujols a champion in his first managing job. Anyway, game seven the starting pitcher for Pujols' team was none other than 38-year-old Johnny Cueto. I don't think I need to remind y'all about Johnny Cueto, the one-time Cardinals antagonist known for his kung fu fighting kick to the head of Cardinals catcher Jason LaRue in that famous brawl between the Cardinals and the Reds at Great American Ballpark. I covered that game. That was about as nasty as a baseball fight that I've seen. I mean, usually it's a lot of posturing, but these guys were trying to do some damage to each other. It was nasty. So Cueto was the starting pitcher last night, and I'm not sure what this means. I couldn't find it anywhere looking. But he chose to wear uniform number 100 to make the big start Monday. So he was out there on the mound with number 100, not number 10, not number, 27 or whatever, 100. Okay. So how about Pujols? Let's get to that. Now that I've given you some of the details, and there's more because I got some Yadier Molina stuff coming up too. How about Pujols? He won the championship as a rookie manager, so we can add that to a list of his accomplishments that includes more than I have time to read, but we'll go with the high points. Two World Series championships as a player, three MVP awards for the Cardinals as a big part of a major league career that ended with Pujols putting up more than 3,000 hits, more than 700 home runs, more than 2,000 runs batted in. And with that combination, he's the only, plus the fact that he won multiple MVP awards, the only player in the history of the game to do that ever. 3,000 hits, 700 home runs, 2,000 RBIs, and multiple MVP awards. But this season was challenging for Pujols. It was not a picnic, right? It was not a picnic. It was not easy at all. In fact, it got a little ugly. His lines got off to a fast start, but they crashed during a terrible slump. I mean, a really, really, really bad slump. I was trying to make out the game logs, and the best that I could tell, at one point they lost 14 out of 16 games. 2-14, if I was reading that correctly. But either way, if I was off a bit, it was still a really horrendous slump. And the fans of the Lions were angry. They were frustrated. They were questioning Pujols' skills as a manager. This stirred up a lot of conversation down in the DR. But Pujols didn't faze him. He just kept doing his job. I don't know how those guys do the job anyway. If you look at all the players that play for each team, it's unbelievable. It's like they've got, during the course of a relatively short season, they got like 50 players. I'm talking about not major league players, but I'm talking about players that are actually part of the roster, and they come and go, come and go, come and go. There's even a draft during the Dominican Winter League. What do you mean draft? Well, if a team gets eliminated from playoff contention, the players from that team, I don't know how it works, but they can be drafted by teams that are going to the playoffs. So, I mean, can you imagine that? Like college football, for example, right? The National College Football Playoff. Hey, I want to draft that running back. Y'all are eliminated. I want to draft that pass rusher. Anyway. So anyway, the fans were all over Pujols, and they were writing about it and talking about it down in the DR. But he got the team in the postseason. He maintained his poise and confidence, rebounded, got his team in the postseason. They had to win the final three games of the regular season to get in, and they did. Even then, the Lions, during the regular season, finished with a 24-25 regular season record and were fourth among the six teams in the Dominican Winter League standings. But Pujols' squad took off in the playoffs, and they played exceptional baseball once they got in. Kind of like Pujols' teams in St. Louis 2006 and 2011, right? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, in a round-robin tournament that opened the postseason, Escogido went 10-5, which was the second-best record to Lacey, the team that they would then go on to meet for the championship. So 10-5 in that round robin, that's pretty good when your team was in big trouble and the manager gets them in and the players get themselves in. And then all of a sudden you're very hot, very formidable. On a side note, which is related, retired Cardinals catching legend, Yadier Molina did a fantastic job as the manager for Águilas Cibao Eagles. He took over in progress because either the guy that was their manager got fired or he quit or something. And so Molina walked into a tough situation. He got that team into second place by the end of the regular season. He was ahead of Pujols' team, second place in a 16 league. But Molina's squad really stalled out in the opening round robin tournament. They won only 4 of 15 games. That's kind of shocking. But I don't think it's a reflection on Yadier Molina's managerial abilities, right? Like I said, I don't even know who was on their roster. I don't know how many new players they added in the draft. Who knows? Gotta love the craziness, right? Both Pujols and Molina this year, because I've been keeping up with this, they did, you know, ultimately draw a lot of praise for their work in the Winter League, and both men took another step on the path that they hope will be an eventual Major League managing job. Both men have set that as a goal. Pujols and Escogido now move on to the Caribbean World Series, or the Caribbean Series, pardon me, to take on other league champions in a tournament from Mexico, Puerto Rico, Venezuela. And this is interesting. I didn't know that Japan was in the Caribbean, but whatever. Japan is a special guest invited to participate, and Japan will be a first-time participant along with the Dominican Republic, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Venezuela. That's interesting. Winning the Dominican Winter League title was especially meaningful for Albert Pujols. As a kid growing up in Santo Domingo, that's where the franchise is based. Leones del Escogido was his favorite baseball team. I mean, he was a huge fan. Only two teams in the history of the DR Winter League have won more World Series or more league championships, I should say, than Escogido. But Escogido had drifted away from high success. They had drifted into losing, and the franchise had lost some luster. But I think we can say that Albert Pujols helped bring it back. That was quite an accomplishment, considering the deep personal meaning it had for Albert and for the people in his hometown of Santo Domingo, which were really kind of down and out because they hated seeing a great team go downhill. Wait a minute. Huh, that kind of sounds familiar, right? Huh, I wonder where, see, great team, long history of success, all of a sudden goes down, doesn't win, you know, not a contender. Huh, I'm trying to remember like what that's similar to. Oh, I'm sure some of you will help me in the comment section. I'm acting goofy, and I swear the only thing here is too much caffeine today, but you'd never know it because I'm just a little goofy headed this afternoon. I don't know why, but anyway, Monday series clincher ended Escogido's drought of going 8 consecutive seasons without winning a championship. And as a boy, Pujols did dream of managing the Lions. However, as he said later, and I'll get to this, he said he didn't dream of leading them to a championship. He just dreamed of managing them. But anyway, his wish came true this season. He certainly made the best of the opportunity, overcoming adversity to capture the title, overcoming criticism, not letting it bother him, just keeping his eyes on the prize, and he got his team there. And he overcame those early doubts. Listen, the people in DR love Albert Pujols, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to that franchise, which has been just a big disappointment in recent years, they just don't have a lot of patience, right? Just don't have a lot of patience. Again, that kind of sounds familiar. I don't know why that reminds me of something. But he overcame those early doubts to earn respect. As a sports writer down in the DR wrote, Pedro Moreira, and I quote, "It has been a long season for Pujols, full of expectations, but above all, learning, which projects him as a future manager in the major leagues. His management of the group, his correct decisions, and calmness in moments of pressure were key to the scepter as in the trophy." That's good writing. And I'm not being sarcastic. I like that. So there's some praise for a leading sports writer down there. Good writing. And Pujols was gracious in triumph. I'll read you a quote that he said in the press conference after. Said, if I say that as a child I hope to lead my team to the championship, I am telling you lies. God has a plan for each of us. We were able to achieve it with dedication, work, and with a tremendous group. Thanks to the board, our manager, and operations for putting a team on the field that gave everything. You know who the Escogido general manager is? It's actually the third base coach of the New York Yankees, Luis Rojas. After hiring Rojas, so this goes back to when they actually, after hiring Pujols, this goes back to when they hired him, because Rojas made the final decision as well as the owner of the team. Rojas said, we are beyond thrilled to have him take the reins of Leones. His figure represents this organization very well, and his presence will impact our players and the fans. He is very excited to begin his managerial career with Escogido, and we hope that he will lead us to win the championship. Well, done. A championship for Albert Pujols in year one. Is anybody really surprised by that? I'm not. I might have been having some doubts when we're in that horrible slump. Anyway, what's next for Pujols after the Caribbean series? Well, he could draw some interest from major league teams for 2026, but he might want to get more managerial experience if he still wants to do this. And of course, Pujols and Molina, you know, deep down would like to manage the Cardinals, but they are gentlemen. They are showing class. They are friendly with Cards manager Ali Marmol. They like him. They respect him. And they're not going to be campaigning for a job that isn't open. Marmol has 2 years remaining in his contract. I know how many of you feel about him. I'm just reciting the situation. I'm not making an endorsement. I'm not saying sign Ali to another extent. I'm not saying any of that. Just kind of relaying the state of where this is. So he's got 2 years remaining in his contract. And 2025 will be an important season for the young manager. Marmol won a division as a rookie manager in 2022. He had a brutal 71-91 season in 2023. He squeezed 83 wins out of a very limited Cardinals team in 2024. And he received an official third place manager of the year vote for his work. Don't throw any fruit at me. I'm just relaying that he got a vote. I'm just having fun with y'all. What comes next during and after 2025 campaign? It can't be determined. Heim Bloom's going to be taken over as the president of baseball operations after the coming season. And we have no idea about his opinion on Marmol right now or what it will be during the season or what it might be after the season. Good, bad, indifferent. Who knows? Don't know if Heim Bloom, if he should ever want to make a managerial change, he may have some other people in mind that we don't even know about, right? That's the way it works in baseball. So it is an interesting situation. And in case the Cardinals decide to go for a new manager, whenever that might be, there's no shortage of former Cardinals that could be in line for consideration. Molina, Pujols, Skip Schumacher. Daniel Descalzo, who I think is going to get some managerial interviews with somebody sometime soon. He's really respected within the game. And it might be a little too early for John Jay to be talked about as a potential manager, but he's awfully impressive and he's a really intelligent guy. And I know some of you have this policy. No, you got to go outside the organization. I don't want any former card or whatever. I mean, you're not making the decision. I'm not making the decision. We're just giving it our opinions. Your opinions are welcome. I don't really have an opinion other than, you know, if Heim Bloom and the DeWitts believe that Pujols or Molina are ready, if they should need a manager, I'm not saying they will, but if they think Pujols or Molina in particular are ready, well, they should hire. I'd leave it at that because I was one of the people, along with many of you out there, that when the Cubs hired Craig Counsell, oh my God, that's genius. What a brilliant move. Holy, they stole him from the Brewers. What? This is amazing. No one's going to beat the Cubs now. you know, you just shouldn't have any predetermined conclusions about managerial hirings. I'll give you another example. I know that here, when we have discussed managerial hirings, maybe down the road for the Cardinals, some of you have said, and I'm not knocking you, I'm just saying, I remember a lot of comments said, no first-time managers. You got to hire someone that's been a manager before. Okay, now, I'm not saying this to be sarcastic. I'm just mentioning. The Cleveland Guardians had one hell of a season in 2024, and their manager was Stephen Vogt, a first-time manager, had never managed in the big leagues. In fact, he had only coached for a couple of years. He was a catcher, I think, back in 2021, as recently as 2021. So, again, you can't put people in a box. Well, you got to hire an experienced guy. You got to have a guy that's been a manager. You can't hire a former Cardinal. You can't hire a first-time, never-managed-before guy. Like, go get this guy. He's won before. Well, does that mean he's going to win again? Maybe Terry Francona has something to say about that in Cincinnati, right? But there's been a lot of managers who, quote, won before, who, after that, weren't good at all. And I'm talking about Joe Girardi in specific mention. Absolutely. Go look at his record in Philadelphia. They had to fire him in the middle of the season, and then they went on to win the NL pennant that year. So you never know. Let's just not box people in. Got to keep an open mind about all that. But all of this is for the future. For now, I just want to tip my Escogido cap to Albert Pujols, championship manager, for winning the league title in his first season of a new career endeavor. Still a winner, always a winner. That is Albert Pujols, and that is all I've got to say. I look forward to reading your comments later, and thank you, as always, for watching.